Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
It's rainy and windy out and the power has gone off, and it seems like a good time to do a podcast about the second most popular book in the world and its effect on our relationship with companion animals and their health and behavior. Can you guess what that book is? The only book that sold more copies and been translated into more languages are the various versions of the Bible. I suspect you'll be as surprised as I was to discover that that book was Dr. Spock's Baby in Child Care. The book was first published in 1946, and Spock's goal was to inform the public of all we had learned from psychology about behavior and how we could use that information and raise perfect, well-behaved kids through puberty. And as you might imagine, given the time frame, this meant that Spock was greatly influenced by behaviorism and Freud. Nor does it come as any surprise that because Spock thought that his own upbringing was lacking, that there wasn't enough intimacy in it, that there were too many rules, that it was too rigid, too strict, that he advocated exactly the opposite. A more permissive, friendly, egalitarian relationship between parent and child. And even though he urged young mothers to trust themselves, he also told them exactly what to do. And so pretty soon, the idea of doing what Dr. Spock said to do took precedence over doing what you thought was best for your child. There's an old saying that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And as that generation, that first generation, has now reached their 60s, it's interesting to speculate what effect this type of upbringing and the conflict it created in young parents who believed in something more balanced has had on the world. But not being a sociologist or a political scientist, I'd like to look at what effect this type of dogma had on the way we relate to our dogs and our cats and our other domestic animals, but particularly the companion animals. If we are told to raise our children in a permissive environment, to try to make it as positive an experience as possible, to forget about this notion of somebody being in charge, and to opt instead for negotiation and discussion relative to all aspects of the interaction. What does this mean? Well, I think one place where we can definitely see this is its effect on the way some people have trained their dogs. They have projected that same notion of childhood onto their companion animals. They want this to be an all positive experience. They don't want to be authoritarian in any way. They want to negotiate. They don't want to set limits. And they just want everyone to have a great and wonderful time. Now, the interesting thing about Spock is that he revised that book 7 times, the last time shortly before his death. And every time he revised it, he added new findings from science that refuted what he had said previously. And he admitted this. And he also admitted that his own ideas didn't work in his own life. His own family was as dysfunctional as his parents' family. But the essence of that first book had captured the minds of certain people. And that's what they hung on to. That's what they projected onto the companion animal kingdom, and particularly onto dogs. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. I know I still carry a few Spock marks from my infection, passed from my mother to me, and I'm sure my kids do too, and probably their kids. Maybe even my dogs do, but I certainly hope not. But if we do, I hope there's 7th edition Spock marks and not 1st edition ones.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.